Greetings, everyone.
I want to expand on the topics of Sunday and on the creative field, which hasn't gone out to everyone yet, but in a very unique way. I want to bring it to in a very visceral way, and there's a ceremony that I'd like to do eventually within this hour. But first I'd like to talk about it. The longing of the heart, being the child of God. How do we be with that in ourselves and in our world? How do we live into that? So there was so much on Sunday, grace, and there was just so much. The intention that I'd like to bring tonight is when we are living, when we're in our worlds and we have longings of our hearts, and sometimes they can feel overwhelming, sometimes the world becomes too much, and we long for medicine, we long for support around us. Sometimes we can't see it, sometimes we can't see it when it's right in front of us. And then sometimes we do, and we do open up to that, then we can't see the reality of the larger picture, the larger journey that's happening or unfolding around us. So there's different layers to life that I want to bring a visceral experience of tonight. How does that sound? Cool. Okay. And it's going to be an exploration. It's building off of what we do, what David does around healing chant, and adding a little more layers to it. So that's basically where we're going. The idea is to know that we are living different levels of experience of our lives all at the same time. Being okay with it within ourselves, but also understanding that of others. And in the cosmic flow of things, the different orbits, we all orbit differently with each other in each other's worlds. Just honoring that. And being open to what more is to come. That sound good? Does anybody want to say anything about that or bring examples to it or their experience about it? You can pass the mic around. What does that feel like?
We had a men's meeting this week, and a lot of people were expressing a whole range of things that came up about the preciousness of the season, of the manger and that whole setting and everything. And there is something to that preciousness, even though the symbols and the outer things have been kind of dominant, and that spirit of this season has been lost in some people. And I know in my experience, I was thinking about how I have to bring something out. There has to be sort of an intention to be radiant, and to let that be a carrier wave for how I'm dealing with what's in front of me. And another thought with that is that I have friends. So I don't let the sense of loneliness that could be felt come up, or the associations with stuff when this season one's feeling a lot of things. And I carry forward something. I think of the word courage or strength or radiance or whatever. It's not a big push because I want to be in and feel the world around me. But I feel like that carrier things allows me to purify and to see things in a new way and to bring the preciousness of what's inside of me be seen in the world around me in areas where I haven't seen it before.
Well, thank you. I feel it is a very precious time that we're entering. Well, we're in the midst of it already, the holiday season. And I feel an urge to really bring the truth of love in a way that I perhaps don't bring it the rest of the year. There's something special about this time that calls forth something in me that is truly creative and transformative. And I know that human hearts and minds are perhaps more open at this time of the year. And I just love to see lights everywhere in the midst of this dark time of the year, because I feel that no matter what a person's beliefs are, or cultural traditions, or whatever their mindset may be, if they are shining a light, they are in some way lifting their consciousness up into the brightness of the holiday season, and they are in some way connecting with that truth of love within themselves. No matter what may motivate them for turning on the light, I feel in some way they are doing that. And that's why I always felt the urge to shine the light. Well, when I was back with my parents living in Colorado Springs, I forced them to put up Christmas lights all over the house to the point that it was blowing out fuses because I felt that urge to shine the light, because light is a symbol of truth. And if we're shining that light, we are in some way touching the truth and bringing that truth into the whole body of humanity through the heart connections and mind and conscious connections that we have with the whole body of humanity. So that's why I celebrate this season in an exceptional way.
Thank you, Jay. What's been moving for me a lot is really exploring the power of silent communication. Obviously, I'm not going to get into it, but I've been having difficulty with communication lately, and a part of me wants to, like, turn on myself and, like, who are you, what is, you know, all of this kind of weird dialogue. And then another part of me wants to rise up to another level and figure out how to connect further with my world, because the words that come out of our mouth are not everything. And so, to be loving when you can't find a word to say, for instance, to, like, practice saying what you're feeling in your head and send it to that person and see what changes when you don't have to speak it, but they know it.
Thank you, Rex. I come from a very traditional family who Christmas is like the holiday. And basically what we celebrate is two births, the birth of baby Jesus, the Christ, and that he brought the light to the world in darkness. And the second birth is the one in our hearts. So it's a double celebration of the birth of Christ in the manger outside, you know, like we traditionally do Christmas, and the birth of that Christ that is in us too, which is, I mean, it's not that he's going to be born in Christmas, but that we're celebrating it, that it's born in us. So that's basically the preciousness of this season, and that we are also to contemplate that Christ light in everyone. So it's a world like Jerry is saying, full of light, full of divine light everywhere.
Yes, we do love the lights because we know that we are. And so we're attracted to them like moths. And we talked, too, in our women's group about seeing the Christ child within each one of us, the child of God, and how it is brought into this world through our awareness of it, that as we are aware of that child of God within us, that presence, and practicing, to be aware that that divine presence is within us, then a new transformed being, the Christ being, then comes through us. And it's in that transformation that the pure heart shines through, and that the light shines through into the world as we become aware of the child of God that we are, and in others too, through that awareness.
I have the sense in hearing each one of you speak that we ourselves are a manger, and that as we provide the atmosphere of love and truth, we become a receptive heart to bring love into the world and to give that love outward. It's like the manger is a safe place, and we are that safe place. Thank you.
Speaking of these layers, I was feeling the image of the China dolls and the many connecting layers. I'm having an experience of being aware of my intuition. Certain people come to mind, and I write them a letter. Or I call them or text them when it's happening. Being aware that Roshana sat next to me tonight. And things like synchronistic, in the moment, awareness of my part within the multi-layered holographic universe.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. There's so much moving in our field, and it's great to touch into all. So to have the experience of this, all this, that I like to introduce the idea that I have, and it'll be moving. It'll be a moving ceremony. So it'll start with a few people in the middle, in chairs, wanting to be held in something or support in holding something, and they'll name that in the circle. And then there'll be another circle with people standing, bringing the medicine to all of that was shared in the middle. And that will be shared by the circle standing. And then there'll be an outside circle. This outside circle is representing the all that is, the unconditional love that is always available to us, ever present. Though sometimes we're in the different layers, we forget. So we'll do that for a time. And then I'll, when I feel it's right, we'll pause that. And then I'll ask people to find a different circle that they would like to be in. Maybe they want to stay in that circle, or they want to go to, if they're in the middle, they want to stay in the middle, or the person in the middle wants to go to the outer ring and represent more of the outer ring. And then we'll start again. We'll start chanting again in the middle by the people in the middle naming things that they would like held or support in holding. Those in the second ring, bringing the medicine. Those in the third ring, bringing the cosmic love, the unconditional love that's ever present. And there'll be different things that we'll do. How does that sound so far? Okay. So the outer ring will be moving ever slowly to the left, clockwise. And it'll be singing and led by Oren and Cease on mics. So don't worry about trying to be perfect here. You're trying to represent something that's in our world, and be singing Courtney Bowman's, one of her songs, the chorus, "You are love, you are beauty, you are peace, you are powerful." Powerful. The powerful is twice. And Orin and Cease will be on mics doing this. See how that feels? So I want to get a visceral experience of what this feels like in our world. We can be there, but we're also experiencing all the other rings, everything in between and everything around it. So let's try that out. Maybe 4 or 5 in the middle that would like to start and bring their chairs in the middle right for now. And then let's clear the rest of the chairs out to the edge of the room. Let's all make one large circle for now. Okay. So those in the middle, with a word or a phrase, please name what you would like held or support and holding in your world. Thank you. So those in the outer circle, have about maybe 8 or 9 people that feel like they have medicine to bring. Make a standing circle around those 4 in the middle. So those standing, you heard 4 different shares. Name in a word or a phrase, what kind of medicine you like to bring to it all.
Understanding.
Fire of love.
So the outer circle, our words are, you are love, you are beauty, you are peace, you are powerful, you are powerful. When the outer circle starts singing, those in the middle, the 2 middle rings, will chant, or in the middle ring will receive it. The second, the middle ring will chant their medicine. The middle ring receives the medicine. Okay, so the outer ring will start the tone.
You are love. You are beauty. You are peace. You are powerful. You are powerful. You are love. You are beauty. You are peace. You are powerful. You are powerful. You are love. You are beauty. You are peace. You are powerful. You are powerful. You are love. You are beauty, you are peace, you are powerful, you are powerful, you are love, you are beauty, you are peace. You are powerful. You are powerful. You are love. You are beauty. You are peace. You are power. You are powerful. You are love. You are beauty. You are peace. You are powerful. You are powerful.
Thank you. Now let's think of which ring you would like to be in the next round of this. Take your place. Thank you. Before we go into the next, we'd like to ask the outer ring, when it's our turn to start singing and move, to actually turn to the left and radiate to the left and walk that way. Okay? This is very organic. Any other little tweaks we'd like to do? David has a great suggestion. The outer circle, sing, O come, all ye faithful. If you don't know the exact words, maybe the humming of the melody. So look at where we are, location to those in the center. We live in all these rings, all these layers, all the time, individually and together. So honoring that, and being present in the here and now, wherever we're at, knowing that this is a beautiful life that we get to live, and we choose how we be in it, no matter where we are. So those in the middle, please, a word or phrase of what you would like held or support in holding. Thank you. Those in the middle circle, think of a specific medicine that you like to bring to this inner circle and name it.
Healing energy.
Assurance.
Attunement.
All-encompassing love.
Faith.
Trust. Joy.
Thank you. So the outer circle will face to the left, start singing. The middle circle, when you feel it's right, start chanting your medicine to the middle circle.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens from heaven above. come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Let's do this one more time. And this time, let's all chant. So please find your place in this next round.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to
Thank you, everybody.